If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
So what's going on with the weather? We're still good.
Yep, all good.
We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you have the heaters, the heating covers, and do you recommend that?
So we use blankets, and sometimes, like, specifically...
Electric blankets.
No, they are not electric, but they use the solar heat from the sun, and they warm the concrete below. So this past week, River Forest, we were working in River Forest, they required part of their municipal code, when it comes under a certain degrees, you have to go lay the blankets down 24 hours in advance before we... pour the concrete, so the ground that we're pouring on, is warmer. So some municipalities have that restriction, but we try not to put the blankets on top of newly poured concrete. We try to avoid that as much as possible because that could leave some marking and discoloration that won't dry out till the spring. But using the blankets before the concrete pour is a great way to heat up the ground a little bit.
What does that do to the ground? I mean, how much temperature increase are we talking?
Right. So what we're looking for right now is when we have consistent temperatures below 32 degrees for about like 2 weeks, that will freeze our ground. Then I'm done. We're done. We're done with residential. Then we're moving into serving our industrial and commercial clients.
Got it.
So, and that being said, we do have a couple exciting things on that front. I've been making my rounds all over Chicagoland, an hour outside of Cicero, anywhere from Elk Grove Village to Country Club Hills. I have been going to see commercial clients and industrial clients, handing cold calling, just showing up at their door saying, hey, this is what I do. I could see that you need a new loading dock.
Yeah.
You need a new parking lot, and helping and assisting them in that way. That has been huge. I'm really excited to work with our industrial clients this winter.
What's been the biggest, other than a loading dock, that might be breaking down over the years, trucks backing into it, smashing into it, whatever. What other types of challenges are you seeing in the industrial space?
Well, when an industrial factory orders a new piece of machinery, sometimes it comes with a spec plan that it has to have a certain foundation with a bolt design or something. So we will go excavate a portion of their warehouse and replace it to be in the specifications that are needed for the new machine. That's huge.
Interesting.
Ballards to protect people's commercial buildings, especially when you have a ton of semi-truck traffic.
What's a ballard?
A ballard is like a steel pylon tube that goes 3 feet below depth of 3 feet, and then it can protrude anywhere from 5 to 8 feet above ground. So basically it's a concrete barrier to stop any kind of vehicle from hitting your facility.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some guy in retail who they robbed 3 times in 1 week on the north side, he asked for them, got them in, and then someone in the government said, take those down. And then the next day they came in again and emptied the whole store.
Come
That's
on.
Terrible.
Yeah, Google it. He said, he had them right there. They go, how dare you? That doesn't, whatever. And they go, and they ordered him from the city of Chicago.
How dare you?
How dare you protect when you've already had two empty garage sales of everything in your store? This is where they drive the car in now. They're calling it not smash and grab, but whatever it is.
That is what they're...
It's smash... Yeah, it's not car... It's carjacking of retail.
Yes, so...
While they're stealing the car.
Right.
Running it through the front
window. Yeah, because they don't care about the car.
They leave the car there, run away with the goods.
The day after the city made him remove them, he got the... they took everything.
So that brings me... Me and my dad were watching the news this week talking about that. Like, hey, I should start calling strip mall property managers.
You'll be loaded, right.
Because here's the thing. You can do a cost-effective solution to protect your building with the concrete ballards.
Crazy.
It's gonna cost less than you think it will.
Well, it costs less than somebody ramming a stolen
taking
car.
Everything.
Of course, yeah.
Which the insurance company depreciates everything in your inventory. It's over, man.
Well, hang on. Don't call anybody in Chicago because Chicago's encouraging scumbags from stealing cars and ramming it into. I mean, look what's happening in Chicago.
They're making it easy.
Yeah, they're making it easy. Why? So let's penalize this poor. This poor guy up on the north side, Dave? Is that what northwest side?
Yeah.
So we're going to penalize the guy on the northwest side for trying to protect his business, you know, because we're impeding on scumbags from ramming into his front door so they could, in a stolen car, Because 9.9 times out of 10, it's a stolen car. Because there's no shot they're doing that to their own car.
No.
Well, and also the carjacking car is always stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're, it's the double whammy. You run the plate and it's like been reported.
It's not your plate.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get back because I kind of jumped over something here. The ground, because on the residential side.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's 40 degrees out, okay, how many blankets do you put down and how much does that raise the temperature of the ground?
Sure. So we could put the blankets on after the concrete is curing, like in the evening. Sometimes we actually will send someone back at 6 o'clock at night to put blankets over the freshly poured concrete. I'm not quite sure the scientific like degree measurement, but it is an effective way to warm up the concrete a little bit while it's curing. Now with the colder temperatures, it takes longer to cure. So usually the day after, in the middle of July and August, we pour a driveway on Monday. On Tuesday, we are going to pull the wooden forms off. Now, we might wait 48 hours because the concrete is so green, we want to give it time to build up its strength before we remove the form.
I thought you said that you put the blankets down on the ground before.
You can.
So
yes.
So if you by laying out blankets on the ground in an area on the ground that you're about to excavate and then put forms in and put the rebar in and pour,
sure.
How much does that increase the temperature of the ground on a 40-degree night? Okay, it's a 40-degree day, 40-degree night, 40-degree following day.
Sure.
And so how much would it go to 46? Would it go to 50?
I'm not quite sure exactly what degrees it's going to, but I will say it protects most importantly from the frost that will build overnight.
Okay.
Are the ordinances there because shady companies who don't care at all, that the people are standing in Village Hall going, I paid this guy $22,000, it lasted a year. They're trying to prevent that line at the Village Hall.
I believe that the ordinances are becoming more specific by municipalities to protect them against liability.
Well, no kidding.
Makes sense. That's what we're seeing.
X gets a square. Good for you. I would have never thought of that. Yeah.
Forget about the homeowner. It's about the municipality.
Because they didn't help them how to go through the process, paternalistic type stuff.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, a lot of municipalities right now are cracking down on your green space ordinances. You have to have 30 or 40% of your lot be green space, specifically LaGrange. It is a very
Park Ridge also.
Yeah, it is a very labor intensive process to add any concrete now. But we handle that in-house. We do that laborsome paperwork, not you. That's the difference.
So phone number
708-863-5735.
Here's my second mistake.
Ooh.
It's Ballard, not Ballard.
Okay, well, I'm from Chicago. All my O's are A's.
Telling you, we got a 708 English teacher over here that is telling you it's not both of them, it's both of them, okay?
And Ballard.
Baller.
Ballard. I was in the Navy. We always hooked our ships up to Ballards on the docks.
Thank you, yeah.
Is it Roosevelt or Roosevelt?
Let's not get into that, okay? It's either Chicago or Chicago. 312, phone Roosevelt. Number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
We are Andreas and Sons. You can find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com. Or give us a call, 708-863-5735.